With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverank. News for Automotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. It looks like Chatham County Council is mostly satisfied with the current checks and balances in place when it comes to the purchase of the old Sears building in Chatham. Councillor Allison Story brought a motion to council about financial accountability, but it was only partially successful. The first part of the motion, which failed, would have required hiring a third party to independently verify any project costs that could pop up. The suggestion was considered redundant as there will already be two third-party firms reporting on numbers to the municipality. Story's request for monthly updates also failed, with staff saying there wouldn't be enough new information each time to make those reports worth it. The last part of Story's motion passed with full support, though, asking that any new information come to councillors weeks in advance of the next public meeting instead of days. The start of spring is going to feel a bit more like winter in Chatham-Kent. Spring officially arrives late tonight, just after 11 p.m. Environment Canada meteorologist Jeff Colson says daytime highs this week will hover just above the freezing mark as a cold air mass moves in from the Arctic. He says by the time we get to April, though, we should see the temperatures bouncing back. And an NDP motion calling on Canada to recognize the state of Palestine passed in the House of Commons yesterday, but with big changes. For starters, the wording now says Canada will work towards a two-state solution, and it refers to Hamas as a terrorist organization, saying that Israel has a right to defend itself and demanding that Hamas release all hostages. It didn't look like it was going to pass at first, but CTV News says Government House Leader Steve McKinnon introduced a 500-word amendment. The girls' hockey team from Chatham-Kent Secondary School will kick off its run at AAA OFSA today. The 9th-ranked Golden Hawks play at 8 and noon today before wrapping up pool play tomorrow morning. No luck for the Pistons last night against the top-ranked Boston Celtics. Detroit lost 119-94. And just two games in the NHL last night, Calgary lost 5-2 to Washington. Buffalo beat Seattle 6-2. Mainly cloudy today, a chance of flurries this morning, and windy, a high of 4 Celsius. Partly cloudy tonight, a chance of flurries or showers, low minus 2. A mix of sun and cloud with a chance of flurries tomorrow and a high of 2. I'm Matt Weaverank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.